And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a film that you have probably already seen. It's apparently breaking all box office records and hurtling towards Oscar night with something like 9 nominations. Yes, you guessed. The film is Avatar. And I just had to ask Peter his personal opinion. Hello, Peter. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Linda.
Nice to have you back on air again.
Thank you.
So, what are we starting with today?
I think we're starting with Avatar, aren't we?
I've been very resistant to this film, maybe because it's been billed as such a box office hit and everybody's going to see it. But the more I hear about it, the more my resistance is waning.
Well, it's been on top of the box office in the United States, I think, for 6 weeks. So a lot of people aren't resisting and they're rushing along to see it.
I read a newspaper headline that says Avatar sinks Titanic, in the sense that Titanic apparently was the biggest box office hit in history, and it's now been surpassed by Avatar.
And James Cameron directed them both. So
right.
somebody remarked that quote that Leonardo DiCaprio said in Titanic, and Cameron said when he got the Oscar, "I'm king of the world," and they say, well, he definitely is in terms of movie box office.
So tell us about the film. Did you like it, first of all?
Well, actually, now that you use that phrase, first of all, I didn't at first. I found that the characters weren't particularly interesting, and the hero was a war veteran, a Marine, who was paraplegic and very limited in his personality and even in his repertoire of words.
I became a Marine for the hardship. I told myself I can pass any test a man can pass. All I ever wanted was a single thing worth fighting for.
So I thought, oh dear, not going to enjoy this. And even Sigourney Weaver walking around, you know, with her cigarette and tough attitude, it didn't draw me in. But once the hero became an avatar and we went into the fantasy world, I was caught up in it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
And as everybody says, the technology is extraordinary, and I saw it in 3D. And that was most impressive.
You should see your faces.
The New Yorker describes it as the most physically beautiful American film in years. Would you agree?
Probably not. I'm sure there are many very beautiful films. But where this is distinctive, I think, is that you see the beauty in 3D. There's a sequence in the middle of the film where they go to these floating mountains. And I must say, I could have looked at those floating mountains for a long, long time, and then they get on these kind of prehistoric kind of bird animals and go flying around, and that was quite spectacular too, just irrespective of the plot, so to speak. So there were many wonderful things, and it is very beautiful at times.
Would you like to respond to the Osservatore Romano that called it simplistic, I think, and bland?
I was a bit surprised when I read that. And I read it at home in Australia, and papers were making a great deal of it, but the headlines were, you know, Vatican condemns Avatar. And I thought, well, that's journalistic sensationalism, because that's not what they were doing. But it created that impression, which I think is an unnecessarily bad impression of the church's attitude towards cinema and the media, that people run with even the slightest criticism as a condemnation. Not that we can't make criticism, of course, but I thought it was just one of those unfortunate things. As regards bland, I found that there were a lot of themes in it. In fact, an Australian journalist got very angry with it because it wasn't bland. He found it a very, what he called, left-wing agenda about American politics, about American foreign policy, about global warming, about the environment, even about women. So it did have all those themes dramatised in it, so that's not exactly the recipe for bland.
From what I read in the Osservatore Romano's critique was that it was saying that the film gets bogged down by a spiritualism that's linked to the worship of nature.
Well, yes and no. A lot of people who don't have faith in any religion I'd be happy for them to have some kind of spiritual sense and a sense of the transcendent by an attention to nature. At least you can dialogue with people who have a spirituality rather than just a mere materialistic secularism. So it didn't bother me that there was a kind of, yes, pantheistic appreciation and almost worship of nature and a return to, well, some people might say New Age, but it's really old age appreciation of nature.
Well, as I was saying at the beginning, my resistance to the film is waning, and that's because I've seen, obviously, some of the images, and it does truly look quite visionary in its beauty.
Yes, I wish the story was stronger. Somebody then pointed out, and I've seen a document about Pocahontas, and that if you take out Pocahontas and put in the name of the alien female, it's virtually the same story. Which, well, it's a good story, so why not adapt it, of course? I would think that there's quite a deal in it, despite the basic story. And I think one of the drawbacks of a lot of Hollywood films, and I think this was true of Star Wars, sometimes a banal choice of words, vocabulary, not enough oomph in the writing. And that would have made it even more of a classic than it's going to be.